A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers 289, our first episode in a post-Wonder Woman world.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Different.
Different.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
I spontaneously sprouted ovaries.
So there'll be no women on this podcast today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can get away with stuff like
that.
Yeah,
right.
Does that mean we have to be double or triple raunchy? Because that was a two-parter, like, to make up for it. So
that's a good point.
Put it down.
Oh, Dan, put down the maracas.
We haven't done anything yet.
I'm just
getting ready.
He's
warming up the maraca.
I guess let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. And we have a guest this week.
This is Brad.
Brad Hyen. Did I say it? I said it right?
You did.
Okay.
Yes.
You
did
may know him from such League of Show Shares songs as Hiya Hyen.
Like he's Troy McClure.
I thought it was beautiful.
So, where are we? Oh, yeah, shameless plugs. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. It helps us tremendously. It's why we push it every single week. You can also join the League of Show Sharers at our Facebook page, facebook.com/RealSpoilers. Go there, click share. If you're sharing and you're not hearing your name, it's your privacy settings. So
it's your fault.
It's your own fault. So don't blame us. But so you can either go in and figure out how to adjust your privacy settings, or the quick and easy way is, since I corral all the show shares, you could friend me on Facebook. That's the easy, lazy way.
This is Tom's secret way to get more friends.
Yeah, because I need more. But yeah, it's like, and also a safe bet if you want me to friend you, don't have a profile picture where you look like a Chechen hooker.
Oh. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
And have like three friends.
I need to change
that are your mutual
picture.
Friends that have all been suckered into.
Yeah.
And the, hi, I want to meet you. I also live in the Baldwins.
It's a great way to figure out who your loneliest friends are.
And then you're like, why is Joe friends with her?
Yeah, and you're like, oh no, that makes sense.
That's what I said. I need to change my profile picture.
Yeah, and their name is always like April Sheila. Not a fake profile.
Right.
Smith. Dot robot.
Steen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway,
this
people.
This is legit.
Yeah.
Nothing bad will happen to me from adding this person as a friend.
Yeah, that seems fine.
Yeah.
So, people that were kind enough to share the show this week, there were quite a few.
As well, there should be.
Yeah, we had quite a few this week. So,
get your songs at the ready.
It was a hell of an episode.
You never know.
So, here we go. In no particular order. Andrew Ortman, Kevin Krysek, Librarian Cynthia, Brad Hyen. Should I even say that? You're here.
I don't think we can say him.
He's greedy bastard.
He came in just to verify that you would say it. Yeah. Since you missed him.
He takes the show shares very seriously.
All right. Bye, Brad. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Don't be a stranger. Chris Morris, Chris Sansochi.
I think Chris Morris is a new one, isn't it?
I think it
is that
might be.
Zach's brother?
It's his younger brother, yeah.
He's related to the cat.
Oh. Never mind.
You guys don't even remember Morris the Cat, do you?
It sounds familiar.
It's a cartoon, was it?
No.
Nine Lives.
It was the spokes. cat for Nine Lives.
Oh, okay. The cat food?
Yeah.
Morris. Oh.
Morris again. And it was like the cat was like,
cat food as well.
You know, cat food sucks.
It's because all cats suck.
No,
I stand by that.
You're preaching to the choir, man. I'm not a cat guy. So,
loves the... Never mind.
What? Well, I don't even know if I...
I stopped. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
Well, like, now I want to know what you were going to say.
Well, yeah, just
you figure it out.
You've already been maraca'd.
Yeah.
Now, once you get maraca'd, that just gets lost to time. There's no...
Lost in the ether.
Moving on.
We're not cat fans, at least Joe and I.
Yes.
That's...
Yeah.
Gag. Yeah, we already passed it. We passed it.
Nothing a microwave can't take care of.
Gremlins has taught me anything.
Yeah. Well, I poke them with a fork first. So they don't explode.
You want to make sure they don't explode.
I'm not mean. I'm not cruel.
How much do you want me to edit this week?
Yeah.
We haven't cussed yet.
So where was I at? Oh, Chris Sansochi. Oh, he got it twice. Look at you. It's your lucky day.
Oh, see, look at that.
You don't have to share. You don't have to share it next week. You got twice this week.
Don't worry about it.
Jason Herndon, Timmy Two Zunes, I guess we can still call him that. Chris James, Ken Mills from the Zilch Podcast, Tammy Sherman Powers, Chris Sanders, Griffin Fox Smith, Lane Levanway, two cool name guys.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Ooh.
They're fighting it out. Travis Tewitt, Julianne Jordan, Jason Weesey, Dustin at Nerds at Night Gaming, Brent Smith, Brett Schulte, Zach Bach. It's a hard name to say.
Zach Bach.
It looks like it should rhyme. When you're reading it, you're Zach like, Bach. Why doesn't this rhyme? Curse you, Zach Bach. Tom Kaminsky and Karina Lawson, which she should have shared it because she was on the show.
So.
But it was she shared it twice and said really nice things, so that was nice of her.
I would like to send a direct message to Devin King, who is one of our earliest listeners and has shared the show, gotten some other listeners like Jason Weesey to listen.
Long-suffering listener.
But he doesn't have social media, so we can't share the show or interact with us.
So he doesn't exist.
Right.
Yeah, he's not a person.
So, Devin King, please.
Why does he not have social media? Is he grounded or what's going on?
Well, he left social media while he was in school. He was finishing up college, I believe. And then he got back on social media and then his mom started tagging him in a bunch of pictures, so he took it down.
That's the greatest reason ever to leave social media.
Was he getting tagged in like the pictures where he's like three in the bathroom?
Yeah.
I'm not hung like
that
anymore.
He was on for 1 or 2 days, reactivated, and he got tagged in pictures.
People see his bathroom pictures from when he's three. Yeah. More like Devin Prince.
Yeah. You know,
anyone?
You know how you remedy that situation? Fake name, right? Kevin Ding.
Yeah.
Just get on. Do it. Make it work.
Or unfriend your mother.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
You can also change your settings so people can't tag you unless
you
approve
correct.
It.
Yeah, so many options. A myriad, a plethora. Join social media.
A veritable potpourri.
A cornucopia. Oh,
yes. Well, it's not the holidays.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, let's not get out in front of her.
Well, he says veritable.
Yeah. So anyway, there's your League of Show Shares. So thanks everybody.
And the search for Disneyland Matt continues.
Yeah,
we haven't heard from anyone.
I'm
so
trying to,
friends,
we should
family,
go back and do a little detective work and see what we said.
I tried and I got too lazy, but like I was trying to look for the share.
The last time we said
wasn't he a show sharer?
Yeah.
So there has to be some evidence on Facebook unless he deleted his account. And I kind of wanted to go back and just see if he has a profile and like. Can we message him? Like, hey, are you still all right?
It was probably you were talking about a trip to Universal Studios or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was like,
I know.
F those guys.
And he was just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm tired of listening to it.
Yeah.
So, I bend over backwards for Disneyland.
And this is my only podcast. Now I got to hear about the competition.
So anyway, there's all your show shares for the week. Yeah, or that. So I guess we will turn our eyes to the box office. Kevin.
I don't think we have any reviews.
Because you already looked.
No, I didn't.
I wasn't even trying.
You weren't going to do it, so no. I figured since you didn't say, I was like,
you cheat, Tom's done. He's like, this isn't even fun anymore. We don't even play this game.
You cheat, I'm out. Has my ex-wife taught you nothing?
I mean, yes. Unfortunately.
She taught you not to do math.
I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up.
She taught you where to get penicillin.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
No.
I mean,
I'm not going to.
No, she could be a nurse. You don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's. She works at the Get Well clinic.
Or she gave me the clap. Either way.
Oh.
That's the only applause she would ever receive.
Have you done a paternity test on Brian?
That kid doesn't look like me. Have you seen my kids? Like, the jeans are
exactly like
me.
I don't want to be accessory to
To what?
Crazy.
I really. I have a gun.
Yeah, I'd say you're a gun owner. You have a gun and a badge. You're fine.
Don't even worry about it.
Do you have it now? Because someday we're going to leave this place.
There was, I got told one time, because I played baseball and softball forever. So
then why aren't you still doing it?
Yeah, what are you, Abner Doubleday?
I mean, if you're doing it forever.
I used to.
It should be happening right now.
I no longer do it.
Oh, he was doing it forever.
I was doing it forever.
He had a good run up until 10 years ago?
Yeah. No. So he's had, I was still doing it on this podcast. I was still playing. Hmm.
Did we ever play softball?
Yeah, no. I played it in the corner by myself. Okay. I just bounced a ball off a wall. Huh. But the guy was like, do you have a bat in your car? And I was like, well, yeah. And he's like, do you have a glove in your car? And I was like, well, yeah. And he was like, always leave that glove in your car. Just in case.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, fair enough. That way, if anything ever
happens, you go with the bat.
Yeah.
Because if you get in a fight and you use, the bat and you don't have a glove, it's premeditation.
Correct.
Oh.
This tip brought to you by Real Spoilers.
If you want to avoid getting a murder one charge, there you go.
I have a question, maybe because you fellas or Joe being in the law enforcement field. My friends in high school, you know, this is going back a little bit, but my friends in high school used to have.
So like a year ago?
Two.
Okay.
But my friends, one of them had like, I don't know if it was like bolt cutters or hedge trimmers. He had like some equipment in his car and he got pulled over and he got a ticket for burglary tools.
I mean, they could be considered burglary
but
tools.
Like, I mean, I do yard work. I had like a chainsaw and a trimmer or whatever. I'm like, how can they just pull you over and say burglary?
Probably a hockey mask.
Yeah. It was the gloves and the ski mask that was the problem, Kevin. But if it's bolt cutters, I mean, like hedge trimmer isn't a thing, but if you've got like bolt cutters and screwdrivers and like crowbars, that could be considered burglary tools.
But I mean, it's illegal just to have that stuff. I mean, what if you are working on
what
if you're a burglar?
Right. I mean, that's his job.
Talk about being a profile.
I will tell you that opens the door.
Okay.
For a police officer to go further.
Yeah. It's probable cause to ask more questions.
Correct.
Gotcha. I don't go out with my ninja stars without some sort of scrapbooking supplies or something. You know? So I can say, well, it's to, you know, no, I use it fine. For cutting.
Yes.
Whenever he has his nunchucks, he also has a very large dish of Chinese food.
I was like, pizza? Yeah.
There's chopsticks.
Yeah.
It's like just, to eat fast.
Just like swirls his chopsticks while he's eating his shrimp lo mein.
This is...
Dan, what are you doing? Totally don't worry about
legit.
It.
Legit,
yeah. But yeah, that is okay. that will give a police officer.
Yeah.
It's almost like when they pull you over and they run your tags, and if your tags are expired,
right, then they can.
That opens the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as, I don't know if you ever got a ticket, but as long as you can't just be ticketed for having them, if you're like, well, yeah, I'm going to a job, and they're like, oh, ticket burglary tools, like.
Going to a burglary job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a
job. It was at 2 a.m.
Right.
Yeah. But,
you know.
Sir, why are you wearing all black?
Wearing a ski mask in June.
Just wondering.
Without the holes cut out. Like, sir, I don't think you understand how this works.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
The more you know.
Oh, it sounds like that. It sounds like the box office report was over.
Yeah.
Like,
no, right. I only thank you.
Oh, okay.
No, you thank me. Was that how that works?
No, I'm all spun around.
I make your bunk, I think.
Yeah. if we were in Germany.
The road forks you.
Yeah.
So we will turn our eyes to the box office. Kevin, once again, has his abacus at the ready.
As I always do, Tom. And a question to you guys. So a new movie came out this weekend, The Mummy. You may have heard of it. Wonder
Woman? Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
Maybe?
No.
So Wonder Woman came out last week. So which movie was number one this week?
Wonder Woman.
Raise your hand if you think it was Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's raise our hand on a podcast.
Everybody raised their hands.
Do you also have a ski mask without the holes cut out?
Do you not realize that I go back and do like the assistance for the hard of hearing? So it's like...
Who was the guy from SNL that did it?
Oh, Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris.
Yeah. Well, I go back and
stop star tonight.
So Wonder Woman, you are correct, everyone. Wonder Woman came in at number one once again, $51 million, a 51% drop from
its
record breaking opening.
I thought it would be a smaller drop.
Really? But I mean, it did set some records.
But you also need to look, though, at how much money it was making during the week. So its Monday numbers outdid its Thursday previews. So
okay.
It was still doing crazy business during the week.
That makes sense.
So you figure even with $51 million, it's still at almost $200 million.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
This thing is obviously...
While we're speaking of its numbers first week, I would like to point out that they adjusted their numbers, and I won.
Did you?
I did. It came in at 103.
Damn it.
Well, he went back in. Wow. Don't ever screw with Tom is the moral of the story.
Yeah. He's usually pretty good about the numbers.
Again, has my ex-wife taught you not me?
Right. Touche. So, no, Wonder Woman had a very impressive opening. We didn't mention it because the numbers weren't locked in yet, but it was the highest ever opening for a female director.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not just superhero movie, the highest opening.
Who was, you know, number two?
Yeah, I was like, who was number two?
50 Shades of Grey.
Well, retroactively,
yeah, that'd probably be number one.
But what?
One.
But Catherine Bigelow?
Dan's over here debating. No. Like, does that deserve an eye roll? Because
that's a woman.
It's yeah, oh. Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey. Because that, remember, 50 Shades of Grey made almost 100 million, and this broke just barely 100 million opening weekend. So yeah,
I didn't realize that was. A woman.
And do you know 50 Shades of Grey made what, 750 million? Worldwide,
the first one. Yeah.
Like, jeez.
That's a lot of money.
It's crazy.
So anyway, I can't wait till that third one, though.
I think the third one is skipping theaters and going straight to porn parody.
That's Vivid paid a lot of money for that movie.
So true.
They're like, you know what? We're just going to do it the right way.
They should.
Make up for the second one.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to Patty Jenkins, though. That's
great. Can you imagine how big that would have been
if they just went full?
If they just went, like, it's a porn.
Yeah.
Could you play that in a theater?
Well, I don't
know. How does that work?
Yeah. June was so successful.
There's a...
And they're theatrical.
No, I mean, like...
Rated
X.
Yeah,
could
but...
Could you play it at, like, Rhymes?
Yes, Rated X.
Really? Well, it wouldn't be Rated X. It'd be Triple X.
You can do it in...
First off, Triple X is not a thing.
That's right. Yeah.
Triple X is just something they made up. And the problem that they ran into the MPAA is that when they came up with their ratings, they trademarked all of them except X because they didn't want to be associated with it,
right.
But they still wanted to have it in their arsenal. And because they didn't do that, then it opened up the door for other people to attach an X rating to
anything.
Was it
Midnight Cowboy?
Midnight Cowboy is the only X rated movie to win Best Picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's how you started seeing it was. They had X rated films that didn't actually go through the MPAA process because they didn't own the rights to the X, and then that's why you started seeing Triple X because it's worse than X. I mean, if you think about it, like, when have you've never seen, like, it's a triple PG movie.
Get three of your parents' permission to see this movie.
I have to call my aunt.
But yeah, so that's kind of the history of that rating. But back to Henry and June, but they didn't have the source material that was as popular.
No, but I mean, it's just one of those movies. So that they gave it an NC-17.
Right.
A lot of the theater chains balked at showing it.
I think most of the major chains have a policy. They won't show NC-17, and they certainly wouldn't show X. They just won't deal with it. They don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because most of the NC-17 movies have some sort of controversy attached to them, and they don't want people picketing.
You know who probably would show it?
Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah.
You know?
But and that's where it goes.
The national chains.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying, like, if there was one, they would. They'd get the articles.
And it's a ridiculous thing because Henry and June, if you've ever seen it, you know, what's funny is that
I've only seen,
it is with Uma Thurman and about Henry Miller and Anais Nin.
I remember that box.
Yeah,
for
the VHS. Fred Ward, and a lot of people, you know,
she has a name, Joe.
It's about some writers, famous writers of Tropic of Cancer, Tropic of Capricorn. But if you, the funny thing is, for those who wanted to see it because they thought it was so salacious, it's, you know, it was one of those movies that you know, you just get a lot of learned in it, and I think a shot of Wiener or something, but.
Flaccid Wiener,
but everybody was like, "Yeah."
wait.
Because
so you would be more disappointed if it was flaccid.
Yeah, if I'm going to see a movie that's like NC-17, I see a flaccid Wiener. I was like, "Well, that's worthless."
Well, just I mean, it's one of those. It's just the, you know, unbearable.
If I want an NC-17, I want a giant boner.
Unbearable light. Porky's had
Porky's never saw it. Did you?
Didn't
it come through the hole?
And then also,
oh, maybe you're right.
History of the World Part One.
Yeah, yeah.
There was Gregory Hines stunt Wang flapping around.
Was it a stunt Wang?
You know what? I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm going to ask Mel Brooks. who we still have with us. And say, I have a question.
I feel like it's like that Friends episode where Monica has to fashion a foreskin for Joey because he has a certain role where he has to be uncircumcised, and he is circumcised. So there's a whole episode where Monica has to fashion like different lunch meats to look like.
That's
a real thing. I'm not making that up. That's a real thing that happened like on network parody. TV.
Okay.
So congratulations, Patty Jenkins, on being the highest grossing female director for a film. And
also congratulations for not having been locked in for picture two.
Oh my gosh.
Well done. Well done.
They didn't know.
They had no idea.
Now we know what the level of faith was in that movie.
There was no faith.
How about Gal Gadot? Was she even locked in?
Well, I mean,
she's got to be.
She has to be at least
because of Justice League and all that others. Yeah. I'm sure she's on a multi.
I just meant for a solo, though. I wonder if they locked her in for that too.
I thought it was normally like they sign them for these multi-picture deals and then they plop them in wherever they feel like.
Yeah, I mean, Marvel. Who knows with these kids?
Chris Evans just got locked up again.
Really?
Yeah, he just was going to be gone. Nope, he just upped his.
Unless he's like the new Nick Fury and he's just leading the new Avengers, you know?
That's fine. I'm sure he's like, how much? Done.
Oh, for sure. I'm just thinking.
For 3 minutes of screen time?
Right, I wonder because he just doesn't seem like he wants to be. He's the guy that wants to do the art house stuff and not be locked in, even though I'm sure it's great money, but I wonder if he will be just
locked in
Avengers,
now.
You know, go get him.
I'm wondering at this point now, because of the opening and the success, how much they're reworking again the Justice League. Because they're like, oh.
Oh, I think.
Okay, let's go back again. You know, like they just did the rewrites and they're going to go, you know, reshoots.
Right.
But
I think it's a completely different movie.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
I mean, just based on the
popularity.
I feel like they probably were like, okay, we're good. Let's start. You know, they got Joss on board and then they're like.
Although it's ironic that at the moment anyway. Even though it's getting all these rave reviews and it's making money, it still isn't doing.
It's not
what the first one, what the other movies have done. So it's interesting that they're responding, even though financially it's not quite where the other one.
Correct.
I think it will probably
in the long run.
I think it'll be a Suicide Squad numbers. I would guess by the end of it.
But
right?
I think it's going to have legs. People are going to keep going to see it, and I think that I think you're also going to find. It's almost going to pace, you know how we joke about like movies that target old people, they have long shelf lives because they run out to the theater. I think this movie's going to do that because like I'm seeing people, like I have a cousin who's probably mid-50s that I just saw today post on Facebook that she took her mother to see Wonder Woman.
Okay.
And so I think you're going to see a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
A lot of non-traditional comic book movie goers.
I see a lot of repeats.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like I'm seeing it for the third time, or like that idiot that saw Guardians of the Galaxy for 15 times.
Yeah. It's not Man of Steel.
Yeah, what a moron.
Well, now to be fair, that was Guardians de la Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, sorry.
So I mean,
should it be Volume Dose?
Volume Deux.
Deux. Yeah, and it just goes to French after that.
Hot Shots Part Deux.
Yep.
No, I think it's gonna have. I think it's gonna have a long shelf life.
Yes. Yeah. And it's the lowest rated, right? Ranked.
Well,
monetarily,
it's been out 2 weeks.
That's true.
But it is creeping on Man of Steel. So Man of Steel made in the end 291. This in week two has made about 200. So you know, if it can make another 91 in a couple weeks, you know, domestically, I think it should beat that out. But
well, I think it will.
The difference between those two is that in one movie people are walking out angry, and in another people are walking out happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's also very true.
But yeah, so we'll just have to see what ends up happening with that one. But congratulations to everyone involved there. I mean, they made a great film, and it deserves the recognition it's getting. So we have a two-parter from last week. Go listen to that if you haven't heard it yet. And let's see here. Coming in at number two, The Mummy. With, any guesses?
Well, I have it in front of me.
Okay, so. Do you have a guess? what would you say?
It would be frighteningly correct.
Yeah,
I'm going to say 30.
He's a genius.
Woof.
He's looking at your screen.
I can't see your screen.
Really?
Yeah.
You just guessed that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just stop right there. $30 million. So I'm guessing that on a $125 million budget, they didn't want to open to $30
million.
Yeah,
so, but what did it make in China?
What did it make overseas, for real?
So $30 million domestic, $139 foreign.
Is.
Yeah.
It is up to $150 million.
Is there is there love for this stuff?
Suit up for Mummy 2, bitches.
Joe.
I don't know
for this stuff.
I mean, I love the I love the old Universal stuff. Like I have those all on Blu-ray. I bought those sets. Mm-hmm. I bought those all those movies 100, you know, not 100 times, but anytime there's a new edition of it,
it's
I'm always
Steel.
It's not Man of Steel.
Me personally, yes.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page.
But
it's like it in the
but.
I think the problem they have is that the people that love the mummy, I don't know that they love this mummy.
Yeah. No,
you know what I mean? Like they don't.
It's a different mummy.
The true passion, the deep passion, the passion that has lasted for generations is for the original.
For Boris Karloff.
Yeah, it's for that kind of mummy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Our next episode will be very interesting.
Yes, because it's like, because this one does flirt with that.
It's close.
Yeah, I mean, there's things in this movie, and we'll talk about it. So be sure to listen. there's things in this movie that I really liked.
Yeah,
and there are things that
I would
like,
not. I don't. So
there were so many times where I just like. It's just like I sat in the theater and I just made a face like somebody cropped us.
I thought it was like Man of Steel.
Like
there are. Glimpses. I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you loved it. You loved everything about it.
No, my review of Man of Steel today.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you have to clarify because yeah. Okay.
No, there are.
Well, we'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
So, coming in at number three, Captain Underpants, which I did see.
Okay. Crickets.
Does anyone want to know?
Crickets. Sure. Already, why not?
Well, no one had seen it yet. It was okay.
That's awesome.
Coming in at number four.
I'm glad we stopped to ask.
Captain Underpants made $13 million in week two. It's a 45% drop. It has made $45 million domestic and another $800,000 overseas. So.
Well, it's because in other countries, like...
They don't.
It doesn't rhyme like over here.
Oh, you know? When they're like Captain de la Pantaloons,
right? Like, yeah, see, like, it doesn't flow.
No. Yeah.
Also,
the kids are like, no,
they don't wear underpants in other countries.
Yeah,
it's just an American thing.
Did you know that, Kevin?
Yeah,
it's like telling jokes on Halloween. Nobody else does that. It's just here in St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's only a St. Louis thing.
That is only a St. Louis thing.
If you go, listeners, if you live in another city and
tell us that.
And the kids are asked to tell jokes when they go door to door, you tell us on our Facebook page.
Right.
But yeah, that's a St. Louis thing. It's where it's like, oh, well, what's the trick? Tell me a joke.
Yeah, tell me a joke.
So it's like either you hand out Toaster Ravs, you hand out gooey butter cake, or you tell a joke.
Right.
Those are your options.
Yeah.
Toaster Ravs dipped in melted
provolone
cheese.
Oh, no.
when are you due?
have you never had that?
No. I don't like gooey butter cake.
Oh. No, I said toasted ravs dipped in melted provolone cheese.
Oh, I thought you said...
I said he's a gooey butter cake.
I know.
We both thought you were going there, so we're like...
No.
But I know. That would be good. But anyway, so Captain Underpants, 36 million total now. Let's see. I'm sorry, the estimate. $45 million total on Captain Underpants. I don't have a budget on it still. It was just okay. It was seemed entertaining enough for kids, but it was no.
Did you bring
Shrek
a kid?
I brought my son to see because he really
was checking.
And we like the books. we read the books, and they're fun books.
The books are a lot of fun,
and they're a lot of fun.
My kid likes them a lot.
And so the movie captured a bit of that absurdity and the just the random humor that I liked. The story was just kind of boring and lackluster. So it just I don't think it worked as well on film as it does in the books. I like the actors. You know, it's got Thomas Middleditch.
Yep, and Kevin Hart.
Yep, yeah, Kevin Hart.
Ed Helms,
and the bad guy is Nick Kroll. So I mean,
I thought it was interesting that because it's Captain Underpants, he changed his screen name to Kevin Shart.
I mean, he's a marketing genius.
Yeah, he is. He's brilliant.
I'm not shaking a maraca at that. It's just gross.
Especially when your coffee looks the way it does, Dan.
So
I change a lot of diapers. It's fine.
You know, you can get that looked into.
No, it's just easier.
Coming in at number four, Pirates de la Caribbean.
I don't know why I kept thinking of the visit when that old man puts that diaper in that kid's face. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What a... Don't do it. Oh, he did it.
Or what about the scene from the Blind Guy movie?
The Blind Guy
movie. No.
Yeah.
What's your makeup?
The most terrifying... Yeah. Don't breathe. Yeah.
Oh.
Which they're making a sequel to, which I'm like,
yeah, that's bad.
And the cover's just gonna be him with two syringes.
No, they weren't syringes; they were turkey basters.
I thought you were talking about Ray.
No. But anyway, okay, number four, Pirates de la Caribbean, Cinco, $10 million, 53% drop. That brings it to $135 million domestic. Foreign, Joe?
Oh, man. 210.
400. $1 billion. So we've got
I went on Price is Right. Perfect.
$520 million on a $230 million budget. They're still making a ton of money. I mean,
saw that article too, where it's just like, this is it. This, come join us for the last one.
I mean, they're at least breaking even with this, but it's only the third week. So, I mean, they're still making money. They've got home video. I don't see why they wouldn't release a sixth one at this point. Unless they can't tie up Johnny Depp and he kind of makes it.
Do you think, how many pictures do you think they signed him to?
I think he's just doing one at a time. Because my guess, if they had signed him to multiple movies, they probably would have made them.
Oh, that's true.
Back to back. Like they did with 2 and 3.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he probably holds out for 50 or 60 or a back-end deal, you know, each time.
Now he's going to be like, I need $300.
Yeah.
They're like, $300? Sure. They're like, no.
No.
No. I punched Amber Heard in the face again, so I need to.
I'm sorry, that's in a billion. That's in billions, right, please. You can pay that at pay to the order of Johnny Depp. Thank you.
You know, it's funny. We kind of joked about the Ben Affleck inking that Batman deal after the divorce was final.
Yeah.
I'm sure Amber Heard's like, how long do I have to wait before I can get that mirror, that Aquaman money? And they're just like, yeah, whenever you want. She's like, all right, cool.
What? Sign. Aquaman money?
Yeah, she's an Aquaman. She's Mira.
Yeah.
She's Aquaman's girlfriend or wife. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, she's the... You didn't see the pictures of her?
No.
Yeah. That's... I mean, it's she looks pretty good. Okay. Like, the costume is pretty accurate.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, she'll be in Justice League and Aquaman.
Yes. I'm really worried that we're going to get, like, Jason Momoa popping out of the water with a trident, and then he turns it over and, like, plays it like a guitar and starts, like, jamming out.
I'm going to tell you right now. That scene was in the movie. It's not anymore.
What? I can dig it?
Yeah. I'm willing to bet... Zack Snyder put that in his movie, and Joss Whedon's like, take it out.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We're not doing that. Take it out. Yeah. Take it out. Quick, before it gets to the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but anyway.
Can we digitally take out two of those trident spears?
Yeah. I think so. Number five, another new movie, It Comes at Night, and I believe we have someone on the podcast that saw it.
Yeah, I did. Yes, Monday night.
Oh,
I didn't see it, but yeah.
So what did you think of this one? This was the new horror suspense movie with Joel Edgerton.
Yeah, I was really excited for it. I liked it quite a bit. The problem was I was above the main theater in the Esquire, so I heard Wonder Woman and all the trailers before these really suspenseful moments.
Pay for that song.
Yeah, so I heard the Justice League trailer and the Transformers trailer, and I could pick out every part of Wonder Woman when I was in this movie.
But, so the Transformers trailer is basically
Anthony Hopkins.
It's just super loud.
So is it? It's a very quiet movie, I assume.
Yeah, there's not a lot of music. It's just really really quiet, out in the woods, abandoned house, and just a lot of dialogue and intense moments because it's about paranoia and like mistrust of other people. They're just a really compact family, and there's people on the outside world that they meet up with eventually, but. It's just, it was hard for me to really get into the moment with all the loud stuff below it. But the movie itself, like, I'm going to watch it again probably when it comes out on Blu-ray, and I'll probably appreciate it a lot more.
And you guys both have the
same. And if you want, we can all, like, go, underneath your place and
just hang on the walls.
Just so you get those. Yeah. I think you, Tom, and Brad both have the same complaints that the ending just left you a little unsatisfied.
Yeah, it took me, like, I went with a friend, and on the way back, we talked about it, and we stopped for ice cream and continued to talk about it, just trying to...
Did the ice cream help?
It always helps. Okay. But I was trying to process it more, and as I started writing the review for you, I began appreciating and thinking about what some dialogue and what some things meant, and I definitely need to see it again, I think.
Yeah, I felt the ending, the movie kind of reminded me of a mediocre Twilight Zone episode. You know, when you're watching one, you're like, hey, this is pretty good. But it's really, if the last 5 minutes don't work, you kind of wasted my time.
Right.
And I felt like it kind of wasted my time in that regard. Like, I thought it was well made and I enjoyed it in the moment. And then the ending, and I get that. So the premise of the film is that there's been some sort of disease that has just swept across the country and has killed off probably 95% of the country. And so everybody's super paranoid that whoever they're interacting with has this disease because it's hyper contagious, right? And so I didn't really ever think that this was a movie that was going to go and tell us what had happened. And I didn't want it to. Yeah, it was scarier not knowing like what had happened, because they wouldn't
sometimes
know what
they
had
do
happened.
That.
Yeah, and yeah. So like, so I wasn't expecting, like, so I'm not saying this from the point of view of, oh, but they never told us and explained and spoon fed, but the ending, and I don't want to ruin the movie, but when it does end.
It was Michael Fassbender, right? He caused it all.
Yes.
I knew it.
But when it does just kind of end, it just kind of, I just kind of felt like it petered out. Like it,
yeah.
It was just kind of like, yeah. Oh, this is what we're doing. It was a very bleak ending, and I don't even mind that, but.
It's just you were expecting something
more. I was expecting
more.
Like a greater yeah. resolution than all of because this it, kind of seemed. The way it ends, it's like everything seemed pointless, and I don't mean right. that in an existential sense, yeah. because that is there, but. Ultimately, it kind of felt pointless from a storytelling standpoint.
Right, like, the whole movie builds up to like this really climatic, like kind of like showdown.
Yeah,
and then at the end, there's just a little bit more after that, and it's what was the point? Like, why were we doing what we were doing?
And I felt like the ending answered a question definitively that would have been better off left unanswered. So, of the, all the questions that they did answer, I felt like that was the one that shouldn't have been answered.
So that's but the problem that some people have with directing or getting a horror movie made is they always feel like you need to have an answer.
Yeah.
So like the end of Halloween there, you don't know why he's doing what he's doing and he's gone. That's it.
Yeah.
So you're left with this ambiguous ending,
which was like kind of the first time that
yeah.
I know of that we ever saw that type of ending where they
there's
they
no resolution
him, and then they turn around and he's gone.
Right.
And then they, of course, went back to that well ever since.
Forever. Yeah.
But the
ever.
First time, it was kind of like
yeah,
a shocker.
And then in the second one, they give you the reason why yeah. he's doing what it, and then they keep giving you more and more reasons as to why. But like not knowing, I think, is way scarier.
Yeah.
Like an alien. There's no, you're just like, you just they're just killing machines. Well, like, there's nothing.
Yeah. Kind of going back to one we talked about a year and a half ago, 10 Cloverfield Lane. Is
yeah.
The only thing that they... I think they did wrong with that movie was to attach the name Cloverfield to it.
Right.
It's I like that it's in that universe, and now I'm cool with that. But
nobody
I wish
it would have gone to see it if it
no,
didn't.
No, and
that's
I get that,
the...
but it kind of stole away from, because it's like then we know that there's yeah. we saw Cloverfield,
right?
So we know there's some wackadoo crap yeah. happening. Yeah. So you know it steals from that. But what was so you know. Imagine seeing that movie and then getting to the ending when she does get out and being like, what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so it's sort of...
Sure.
It, wasn't it called, robbed, like, The Bunker? Like, that's what
yeah,
the original title was.
Yeah, because it kind of robbed everybody from that experience.
Yeah. I agree. If you know, I don't like to watch trailers. I don't want to be spoiled before I see a movie. I don't mind spoiling it for everybody else afterwards, but if you choose to, but I don't want to have it spoiled without choosing to, and that's what the trailers mainly do, and that title is a big spoiler.
That's
yeah.
The title is a spoiler... But the trailers never gave that away.
Right.
Like, they never alluded that it was the alien. I mean, obviously, right. with the name, you're going to tie yeah. it no matter what.
But that'd just be cool if you panned out and you saw and you're like, Cloverfield Lane. And yeah. like, if you learned that in the movie instead of the
yeah.
title,
yeah.
just to have that extra. Yeah. But
man, what a great movie that was.
It was great. John Goodman. Yeah. Oh, my so gosh. Good. That guy is amazing.
So they're bringing,
he's going to go somewhere.
They're bringing him,
so?
They're bringing
yeah.
him back for bringing him back for Roseanne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what they're doing is they're like, yeah, that last season, yeah, that's not a thing.
Oh.
Like, I don't think
retconning it out.
Yeah, I think they're just not even, they're just ignoring it.
What was a weird, isn't that when they like won the lottery anyway?
She wins the lottery and
he
has a heart attack.
Yeah.
And then it was like, it was all a dream, but it
yeah.
was like, it was like all a dream, but he was still dead.
Right.
It was
yeah.
weird. Oh. Like when they were like, oh, it was all a dream. You think like, oh, we're going to make it all a dream and we're going to go to make Dan alive again,
right,
and
right.
they did all a dream, but the dream started after the most beloved character
right.
on the show died.
Yeah.
And I'm like
we like that
we
guy. So that last season's gonna be a dream within a dream.
Yes,
it's gonna be like Inception.
So that, that
she'll have her kick, and she'll be like, ah.
They must have been trying to write him off for the next
the
season.
The show was ending.
I think they were.
I think they knew the show was.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I think that was the last season.
I'm almost positive they knew the whole season was gonna.
Well, screw them. That's
yeah.
stupid. But coming in at number 6, Guardians Volume 2 made another $6 million in week 6. Wow. 6, 6, 6?
Oh, God. It's the end.
Literally, like, solid sixes. Number 6, $6 million exactly sixth week in release.
Woe to you, all Earth.
Yikes. but that's a 39% drop, and it has made $366 million.
For the devil sends his beast, but sorry.
Domestically, and another almost $462 million foreign. So we are up over $800 million by quite a bit. We're around $825 million in 6 weeks for that's Guardians 2.
Good. Boy, he knows the time. Yeah. Sure. Who has they understanding have to, reckon the number
they have
of
to
the
do
piece.
That every time it comes out. Otherwise, the next one's going to fail. Like, they just have to make sure that they get the 666 in there. Otherwise,
is
the
that how it works? Next,
yeah.
So now it's
Raul Julia just told me to.
Raul Julia said, "Watch out!
Sorry.
You're going to make some money."
I apologize.
Well, you would think DC would be doing better because their address is 666.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well. Maybe it doesn't work for them. They're
backfired.
They're built on a baking soda factory or some whatever.
Ancient
is that what you
Indian
put around?
Burial ground? Oh no, what, salt.
Is it salt? You put around circle?
Yeah.
They're built like above
super,
an old salt
supernatural
factory.
Has taught me anything.
Yeah,
it's
I know
salt.
You'd know. But yeah, it's an old abandoned salt factory that they took over. So like it just keeps them out.
Rock
know?
Salt shotgun shells. That's a thing.
Yeah. Go for it.
Why not?
Number seven, Baywatch, the movie that everyone's panning and Brad does not care.
I'm going to see it eventually. I thought it looked funny.
Yeah. Well, I think
we all, all thought it looked funny.
Yes. Yeah.
It did look funny.
Yeah, like that's not even in contention. But number seven was Baywatch. It made $4.3 million, a 51% drop, $50 million total domestic in week three. You go over to the foreign side, it made another 35.
That's a head scratcher that it's still kind of making money.
Yeah.
Just because there's enough out there that it's like... Like and not stuff that's like sold out. You know what I mean?
That's right. I think that's The Rock. Like without The Rock, it would be making $0.
And it's the only
rated R comedy.
It's really the only comedy out right now.
It's just but like The Rock fans would have seen it. I don't know. It's just it seems late in the game for it to be that high.
Yeah. I mean it definitely does. But again, I think The Rock saved that thing's ass. If they didn't have The Rock and there's no way it would be but I mean $82 million and it's already this low in the box office on a $69 million budget. So I mean it's nowhere close to breaking even. So I don't think they'd consider this a success by any means, even if it does trickle in a few more dollars.
Unless they're gonna make it part of that Men in Black Jump Street.
I gotta tell you,
there goes.
If the right guys are with that, I'm in.
I really have my fingers crossed for Baywatch Nights.
Baywatch Nights.
I forgot about that.
Yikes!
That was a thing.
That was a real thing.
Well,
who was on that?
David Hasselhoff. It was a spinoff.
Okay. You know what? Honestly, with that, they should have brought in Kit.
Yeah, just own it.
Yeah, just like if you're gonna do that,
he's the same guy
because he was a detective. Well,
you're right.
He like in Baywatch Nights, he was like a kind of like what was he?
He was the guy from Knight Rider.
Well, no. he wasn't, but I mean it was just a weird.
Was doing the same thing.
It was like
I don't mean he was Michael, but I mean like he.
Yeah, he was solving crime. I don't know.
On that show, he had to play Kit too.
Yeah, they couldn't get Mr. Feeney to come back.
William Daniels.
So Mr. Feeney then.
Yeah. Oh boy. So Baywatch, we're gonna have to see what happens with that one.
It's Dr. Craig from St. Elsewhere.
So Mr. Feeney then from Boy Meets World.
And moving on from our Disney talk.
John Adams from 1776.
Oh, excuse me.
Little Hop of Shop of Horrors high school production, 1972.
He would have been like 30, I think.
Yeah. Well, he was the plant.
Kevin's
what did he go undercover?
Yeah.
As Mr. Feeney trivia.
He's doing the voice of Kit. So number eight, Alien Covenant, still making a little bit of money. $1.6 million, a 61% drop in week four. $71 million domestic, but $107 million overseas brings it to around $180 million on a $97 million budget. So, not setting the world on fire, but it's almost breaking even if you don't include the marketing. So I don't know what that means for the future of the franchise, less of them, or if they're going to.
I think they're just going to plow ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a dumb deal. Yeah. But.
I mean, they'll probably make their money back on this, so it wasn't a complete flop, but it's a little disappointing. And I think the reasons we talked about, I think the Prometheus sequel is what got people because that was such a polarizing movie, that first one.
Yeah.
And if you hated Prometheus, that was your main complaint in this one, you know. And if you liked Prometheus, then you thought it was interesting in this one. So it's like, when you have people, the fans so torn, I just, you know, there's a lot of people that didn't go to see this movie, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, hopefully the next one is better, and I think the next one is going to be pretty much a full-blown Alien
prequel. Yeah, the next two
prequel,
are, the next two are going to bridge the gap,
yeah,
for sure.
So we'll see what happens there.
Sorry.
You know, you put
the further away that gets in my rearview mirror, yeah,
you
more
put
I'm
pirates
just like,
in that movie, and Dan's all about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now you know the secret.
They were space pirates. That'd be okay.
You can tap into a hidden resource here, or a little known resource. Yeah. Put pirates in your movie.
Fine with pirates.
Dan's in.
Yeah. See, I'm wearing a pirate shirt.
Yeah, see, pirates are cool.
Number nine, Everything Everything, another movie Brad saw and reviewed on the site. Yeah. It made $1.6 million, so about what Alien Covenant's making, also in its fourth week. But it has made $31 million domestic, and
it's the highest grossing after-school special in the history of...
No foreign take on this one, but we're looking at around 30 on a 10 million, so it made profit. Was this trying to go for another one of those
it was one
young
to be Fault in Our Stars.
Fault in Our Stars, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you have the guy that saw it sitting right there. Why don't you ask him?
It's very much like that. Yeah.
I saw it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
I gotta ask
we
Tom
talk to something. Tom all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll just put my wall up here. But, yeah, I wonder when those will fizzle out, if ever. Like, you know, because there was that big, you know, it made so much money, and they kept making these movies that were trying to cash in on the same thing, and now they're kind of fizzling out. I wonder if we won't see as many.
No. Because as long as we breed... there'll be adolescents.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll be exactly, and it'll always be a new crowd for this. And you said it had a $10 million budget. Yeah. It's at 32.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it's a lot.
I know, but you know, if half that's box office, that's 15. So you know, but then marketing, so it's really not profitable, but make a few million.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, it still did three times its budget.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it should be doing. They should be making money.
Yeah, hopefully, and maybe on video too. When that comes out on video, date night,
and it's low risk.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like it's true. Not an $80 million movie that made $90 million.
If it hits, then you're good, right? Got to risk. Got to pay to play, right? And rounding out the top 10, we have My Cousin Rachel.
Huh?
Did anyone see that one?
I've never even met
your cousin. Is that the Kate Mara one?
That's the
dog movie. That's the Megan Lee dog movie. Which
is
speaking of, there's one. Don't rent the porn parody.
Oh.
Just stay away.
My Cousin Rachel.
But
is,
I said don't. No,
we advise them not to do it.
No.
Right. I think My Cousin Rachel is the Rachel Weisz movie. It's kind of a suspense drama.
Well, that works.
Thriller.
Then.
Yeah,
if you say so.
Playing herself. If she has a cousin, she's playing herself.
Mrs.
Right?
James Bond.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. She, yeah. So that is the box office.
Oh, so she's a widow now.
She is now.
Oh. What?
Wait, which one was she married to?
Daniel Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's different.
His career's over, but, you know.
His career's over? Didn't they just pay him like $100 million to make another one of these?
Oh,
they
did? Bond.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he didn't sign on.
He didn't slit his wrist and he's playing the next Bond.
Of course he is.
What's his name? Sam...
Rockwell.
No, the guy who did the last one. Last two is like...
Mendez.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do it. But that's
all right. It was revolving door of directors anyway.
Yeah, that last one, I mean...
I liked it.
I'll rewatch it because I just think that...
It was Spectre, right?
Yeah.
I think they were just... Yeah. I don't know.
I liked the last two. I thought they were pretty good, but...
Skyfall was really, really
Skyfall
good.
I'm not a Bond guy, and Skyfall was awesome.
But that first one, really Casino Royale, was really good,
that was
too.
The first hour of Casino Royale was really good.
Oh, I
once they get to the casino, it was not so royale.
I liked it.
Did
I thought
it had
it was...
cheese, though.
Oh, man, it's great. Play some more Baccarat. That's awesome.
I feel it was very James Bondish. I don't know. I just feel like that. Yeah,
I enjoyed Casino Royale a lot. Yeah. Quantum of Solace sucked.
Yeah,
and then Skyfall.
Quantum of Solace was okay.
That was awful. That was not okay.
Quantum of Solace was also about half of it was like okay. Then it was like it was a writer's strike.
Quantum of Solace like the Tomorrow Never Dies? What's the ice one with Pierce Brosnan?
Oh. The World Is Not Enough.
Is that it?
Tomorrow Never Dies.
No, it's Tomorrow
it's,
Never Dies.
It's Tomorrow Never Dies, yeah.
Because he did... Or Die Another Day.
Another Day.
The last one with Halle Berry and Pierce Brosnan was like... When I watched it, I was like, well...
It was okay, a good run.
Time to take a James Bond break again.
Yeah, come out with
they
ice,
made an ice hotel.
Ice pyramid. Yeah, ice hotel.
An invisible car. Yeah. And it was just like all a, you're like, no. Why?
So Quantum of Solace, we'll call it the ice hotel of James Bond.
Yeah.
Of this current iteration?
Of the current, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's been a lot of ice hotels throughout the years. Yeah, I was like, this is the...
Mm. There's Moonraker, and actually Moonraker's pretty good.
That is the box office.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
That's it for this episode. I guess let's go around the table, and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, G-R-A-N-E-Y.
This is Brad. You can find me on Facebook by my name, Brad Hyten, and I'm in the League of Show Sharers as well.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, B-U-T-T-S-21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett and on ReviewSTL.com.
And this is Tom. You can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you'd like to continue the conversation online, you can find the show proper at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers, where you can also join our group, the League of Show Sharers. And you, too, can be a League of Show Sharer member or sharer. Of stuff. Okay. And you can also find us on Twitter at Real Spoilers. And don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe, all that fancy stuff. So that's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up on the next one, we will tackle The Mummy, which is hard because they're really like dry rotted underneath all those wrappings. So they
It would be a short match.
Right. But a pre-mummified mummy.
That would just be a person.
Yeah.
AKA a person.
That would just be called people. That would be called Ordinary People. Ordinary People is this prequel.
It's a prequel. Yeah.
Mummy. Boom. It's a yet another shared universe.
I can't get away from it.
I was just talking about pogo legs from Kingsman. Yeah. Hmm.
Ah. So anyway, until then, you've been warned.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.